Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week was Christmas. Hope that you guys had an incredible Christmas and you're having some downtime. It's that time of year now where we start thinking about New Year's resolutions, and it brought me to a passage to read to you. It's from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. It starts here. It says, "From now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." This is one of my favorite passages of scripture. And it starts out by talking about what it means to be a Christian is really to be a new creation in Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, when you invite Christ to be the Lord of your life, you are literally a new creation in Christ. The Bible says you've crossed from death to life. In essence, that changes your identity. That prior to that time, you're just trying to figure out who God is, or maybe you're in a period of investigation, but spiritually speaking, you're considered dead to God. You're an enemy of God because you don't want the things of God. When Christ comes into your life, that changes. He puts his Holy Spirit in you, and from the inside out, you start to sense the Holy Spirit is driving your life in a different direction. But it also changes your identity, that you are now an ambassador for Christ. I think what it's easy to do as a Christian is to think, well, professionals are the ones who tell people about Jesus. You know, it's pastors and people who work at churches and missionaries. They tell people about Jesus. There's some kind of an elevated level in their mind that they put professionals on. And I can tell you from being in both sides that there was a time when I didn't work for the church, and there's a time, obviously, that I do now. And I can tell you there's no difference. There's no level difference in terms of how God sees us. We are all Christ's ambassadors. If you have Christ in you, you now represent Christ. I think it's a significant step that in each believer's life they have to take when they have to realize that, wow, God wants to use my life so that other people might know about him. And that brings up another issue where a lot of us feel like, wait, I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know if I know what to say. I struggle with my words. I'll just show people with my actions, but I'm not going to say anything. An ambassador is someone whose job is to represent the agenda of someone else. So if you and I were sent over to a foreign country as ambassadors of America, we would be there and represent the president and whoever the government that sent us and tell us this is what your job is to represent over there. And we know that. It doesn't mean we're going to be a great representative. We might do things we might make mistakes. But when we are there, we know that we represent someone else's agenda. In the same way, that's what happens in our life. That when, as we live here, we actually represent Christ's agenda in the world. And we know that Christ's agenda is to reconcile the world to himself. That, you know, the world is basically going away from God. And because of that, because of sin, there's a separation. And it's Christ is the one who pays for sin. So that, you know, if we share the message of the gospel, then people can be reconciled to God. And we are ambassadors on behalf of that agenda. So then the question is, what keeps people from embracing that agenda? And that is probably, a myriad of reasons. But deep down, it's an identity issue. That I know that as a follower of Christ, my identity is to be someone in Christ. That Christ is who I am. That what I mean by that is that I follow Christ. If I wear the jersey, you know, when I walk around, I'm putting on the clothes of Christ himself, that I represent him in any scenario, in any situation. And when I realize that about myself, then it's just a matter of, well, how do I do it well? And there's trial and error, and there's mistakes, and sometimes I mess up. But when I embrace the role, I put on the cloak, if you will, that I wear the jersey, that Christ is my life, then I represent him in the world. God, I pray that you help us this next year to represent you well. I pray that you use our lives, that you draw others to your kingdom. God, help us when we make mistakes, but help us to truly embrace our role as ambassadors. And we ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. Well, think about where you're at with this and take a second just to pray and offer your life to Christ that He would use you this upcoming year. Till next time, God bless.